The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Are you looking to make a podcast? Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First off, it's free. Nothing is better than free. Am I right? Anchor provides creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, which is very refreshing for very fresh, new podcasts looking to get their start. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome back to the Swamp, my friends. Today we're going to be sharing some creepy and downright unexplainable cryptid encounters sent in by viewers just like you. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, be sure to submit your story at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would absolutely love to share your story with everyone here in the Swamp, and stories like yours that help keep this show going. I hope everybody is being safe during these lockdowns, and I hope you all are feeling well. Without any further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy these creepy stories. I was driving with my cousin to his place of work, and we got there rather early. It was still dark, and so we decided to wait for him next door, which is a gym and has plenty of light and cameras. As we were driving next door, there is a forest behind the buildings, and there is a small opening between the buildings that lead into the woods. As we were going across, we saw a deer, and I told my cousin, "Hey look, a deer." We both saw it, and almost immediately started to feel very weird. The more we looked at it, the more we felt something was just not right. My cousin then said, "Why don't his eyes reflect our lights?" I had my lights right on him, and he was right. I didn't see any sort of reflection. The uneasiness just grew more in the pit of my stomach. I thought to myself, why the heck am I so afraid? Then I turned to my cousin and told him, "Hey man, I really don't think that's a deer." We looked back at it, and then it started to move. Its feet moved like it was noodles. All four of them, like if you had long string and you could move it back and forth really fast. That's what we saw. I hope that makes sense. I started to say out loud, "Whoa, whoa." I pulled out my revolver from my holster, and as if the thing knew what I was doing, it went back into the forest, quick as lightning. Me and my cousin kind of nervously laughed off whatever had just happened, but we still talk about it here and there, and we have made sure not to leave the house anymore without our guns. We both have our licenses to carry, and both have our licenses to kill big game. But, to my question, is it illegal for me to go into the forest and hunt this thing down and kill them, and post my findings on social media? I know this sounds like horse hockey of the highest order, but the thing is, that if these things are out there, then I want people to know what they are, and I want them to be aware that there are other things in this world. Again, I cannot express how much of a serious question I am trying to make here. Thank you for your time, Swamp Dweller. My friends and I were out camping in Maryland near a river. We set up a whole weekend where we could go tubing, which meant we would get in these giant inflatable tires and float down the river. We got there on Friday, go tubing on Saturday, and leave on Sunday. It was me, my girlfriend, her best friend, and her boyfriend. The four of us were supposed to have a great weekend together that instead turned into a nightmare that will keep me away from the outdoors for good. I'm pretty sure I had an encounter with what people call the Goat Man. We arrived on Friday with no fuss. We set up our tents at the designated campground and made dinner. There were no other campers around us since school had started up again, so we had the area to ourselves. We drank all night. The other three drank considerably more than me because I'm not a fan of the hard stuff, just a few beers. It was late at night, probably around midnight when I had to pee, so I left the campsite and walked down the path a little bit into the woods. When I found a good spot, I unzipped my pants and began to relieve myself. When I looked ahead, and faintly in the moonlight, I could see a figure moving in between the trees. The moon was only about half full, so there wasn't much light to make out the features. The leaves and sticks crunched underneath it. Just as I was finishing up, this thing started to make a weird noise. It sounded like a muffled goat sound, but not quite right. Like a person was imitating a goat. It kept walking around like it was looking for something, but whatever it was, scared the heck out of me, so I ran back to the campsite as fast as I could and acted like nothing happened. My friends were drunk, so I don't know how much they would have reacted. The next morning, I woke up before everyone else, so I made breakfast. At around noon, we drove up the river about 3 miles using the camp's van service that would drop us off, and we would tube down the river back to our campsite. I had pretty much all but forgotten about the weird encounter from the previous night, until I had a weird feeling of being washed while floating down the river. It was all woods on both sides of the river, so I couldn't really confirm my feeling, but it ruined my whole experience while going down the river. It just creeped the heck out of me. My friends started to feel it too when I told them. The other boyfriend claims he saw someone on the riverbank, but no one else saw it. Once we got back to the camp, I told them what I saw Friday night, and it really creeped them out. That's when the boyfriend said, the thing he saw kind of looked like a weirdly shaped man from a distance. We were all scared and decided that we'd leave first thing in the morning for checkout when the park rangers returned. After a while, we began drinking again and pretty much forgot about our fears and for a moment, had fun again. It wasn't until later that night that my fear returned. We were all pretty drunk at this point, and we're doing that thing when you're drunk, you kind of have those heart-to-hearts with each other and talk about life. The kind of conversation that makes you closer, you know? We started to hear those noises again. It started off in the distance at first, then got closer to our campsite. We heard noises all around, just like twigs breaking and the scratching of trees and more of those goat noises mixed with a man growling. None of us had a weapon, so we were pretty scared and huddled close to each other. The scariest part was that the bugs stopped making noises. Eventually, we all drank some more and fell asleep around the campfire. I woke up in the middle of the night, probably because I sensed something was wrong. I don't know how to explain it, but it was like sleep paralysis or something where I couldn't move and couldn't speak. I opened my eyes and saw this terrifying thing in between all of us. It had the body of a skinny man, with a distorted face and long, unnatural arms. I saw that it was pacing back and forth between us. It would stop and look at my girlfriend, and arch its back, and act like it was chuckling. It kept twitching its body and sniffing the air around everyone. The goat man finally came over to me and looked me in the eyes. It had these dark, pitted eyes, and its mouth was wet with drool. It got close to me and opened its mouth, making that noise into my face. The noise must have woken the boyfriend, and he started to scream, which scared the creature off. This thing ran off on all fours back into the woods. I was finally able to move and I crawled over to my girlfriend and held her the rest of the night. The first thing in the morning we packed all of our stuff and checked out at the main lodge. We will never, ever go back to those woods in Maryland again. There is something living out there, guys, and I'm telling you this story because I don't want anything to happen to you. Let me start off with a small bit of background. I live in a very forested area surrounded by a bunch of mountains. There's a stream across the road, but we live a ways away from it. Our house sits more on the top of a mountain, surrounded by towering trees. Our neighbors are somewhat close, but we can barely see each other's houses. We had 3 dogs, one has passed away since then, and 3 cats. Our neighbors also had dogs and cats, so there definitely isn't a shortage of pets running around. Anyways, that's what you need to know. It was the middle of the week, sometime in late August, early September. It was still hot since it was the end of summer, so my mom and I slept with our windows open. We never really worried about the windows being open, because statistically speaking, we were a lot safer in the forest than in the city. Everything was the same as usual until 4 a.m. came around. We were woken up by an ear-splitting, guttural scream that I have never heard before in my life. We ran into the living room to check on each other, and we were both okay. The screaming continued, and it was at the same pacing. There would be a pause for about 2 to 3 seconds, and then another scream. The screaming lasted for about 5 minutes, and then stopped abruptly. My mom and I closed all the windows and drew the blinds. None of our pets seemed to care that the screams were echoing through the house, which I thought was very strange and out of character for them. A leaf could fall and they would lose their minds, so why the sudden silence? Because the screaming stopped, my mom decided to call the sheriff rather than the entire police force. The officer kept saying it was probably nothing but would drive by anyways. We stayed up waiting for the sheriff to drive by, and eventually he did. He didn't investigate much at all, though. He did exactly what he said he would do, which was a drive-by. My mom and I struggled to sleep that night, but we did. The next day, we did some investigating and called all of our neighbors to make sure they were okay, but when we called, all of them said they didn't hear a thing. We were kind of freaked out about that. I was in disbelief that none of them had heard it, so we started thinking that there must be some sort of domestic violence cover-up, or maybe someone had a really weird kink, I don't know. We called one final neighbor, though, and he told us that he didn't hear it himself, but he had heard some relatively creepy screams that were definitely not mountain lions. He explained that recently, these things had been coming around and messing with his livestock as well. After more research and listening to Swamp Dweller videos, I think it may be on the spectrum of a skinwalker or a wendigo. What do you guys think? Am I just overthinking this? So this all happened around 2008. Me and my dad went on a camping trip as we usually do every summer. He and I had been doing this ever since I was a kid, so we built up a system, and we always trusted each other not to do stupid stuff. This was serious time for me and my dad to hang out and bond, so we didn't bring any electronics, but we made sure to tell our family and some friends where we were going, and how long till we should be back. We had arrived really deep in the woods around noon, so we just took in the sights for a while and prepped our camp. Now instantly, me being the scaredy cat I am despite the fact I've done this numerous times before, was scared. I mean, we had never gone this deep in, and for 12 p.m, it was pretty dark out. The trees just looked off. I'm no tree scientist, but I thought in the summer trees flourished. These trees were all dead, or at least leafless. My dad couldn't relate. He's a ball buster, so stuff that creeps normal people out probably spurred him on. Regardless, we had camp set up around 1.5 hours later, so we figured why turn in so early. We just sat and talked by a fire. It was nice. We did some real heart-to-heart, but we were interrupted by some birds flying like bats out of hell in the opposite direction of a tree line to our right. We didn't think much of it at all, honestly. In fact, we just brushed it off as a bear or something. We heard it very faintly, but we heard it. It sounded like a high-pitched squeal. Something, like a warbled radio. And at that point, my dad identified it as a fox or a coyote or some sort of dog creature. We sat uninterrupted for only 3 minutes, maybe, before we heard the same thing again, but much closer this time. Before, it sounded miles away, but now, it sounded like a mere mile, or maybe even less. My dad said that we should get in our tent and try to forget all about it and just try to get some sleep. Mind you, we were in the middle of nowhere. There was no trail leading to the camp. You'd have to wander around aimlessly to find us. We laid side by side in the tent on the floor as we heard tree branches snap in the far sides of where we were camping. I was instilled with a sense of dread, the type when you think that your life is within minutes of ending forever. I could hear my heart beating, and I could feel it in my throat. Tears were running down my eyes. I realized that the creature was not a wolf, as it was standing on its hind legs. I could audibly hear it getting closer. At that moment, I knew it was all over, and that it was a bear and we were going to meet our end. My dad calmed me down and said it would be all right, but I could hear the panic in his voice. Even he was terrified. It stepped closer and closer to the tent, coming mere feet away from us. I saw its shadow, and this was no bear. It didn't have a massive, shaggy body. It was thin, hairless, and not masculine at all. It didn't have any features that I could tell from its, again, very thin frame. Suddenly, I saw more movement near its head. I saw some very small change, something very minor, but spelled horror for me and my dad. It was a very easy to perceive grin. At this point, we were both scared. We don't know what this thing is, but we both silently agreed to stay silent and hope it leaves us be. And if not, my father always carried an old handgun with him that he used for hunting trips. It was reassuring, but still scary. At that point, the creature was slowly raising its left arm towards our tent, and I saw some very, very sharp claws protruding from presumably its arms. It reached over and punctured a hole in the tent. As it dragged its nail downward, we both saw its face appear in the crack. Its face was so pale, it didn't even look to be a face. It looked more like somebody painted something onto a skull. It had deep rings around its eyes. And oh my god, its eyes, they were the type of gray that was like a swirl with its head in the foreground, and the stars of the night in the background. It was hard to tell them apart, but they also had a grainy, soapy look to them. At that point, I counted my blessings because I knew the creature was probably blind. My father, however, did not realize this and shot it in one of its eyes. The creature recoiled, and with a deafening pitch groaned a loud groan that was like a battering of the senses. I laid on the ground and saw this thing laying on the ground too on its back. It was glowing some sort of liquid that was leaking from its eye. It looked like goons of glue caught on a string. It wasn't very liquidy at all. It looked strangely like they were all connected, like one string. At that point, my eyes felt as though they would explode from the pure pressure of the scream. My dad quickly jumped into action, grabbing me and carrying me to the car as fast as he could. We locked the door behind us and he jumped into the driver's seat. We never looked back. I'm not sure what happened to that creature, if it followed us or what, but I hope I never see that thing again. My grandfather told me a story about he saw one of these cryptids face to face. I never had heard such of a thing until long after he died. I was drinking with some friends and we were swapping creepy stories. My friend, who's native, then told me that it was actually a legend amongst the tribes that she grew up around. My grandfather isn't native. We're Hispanic, but not of any direct native descent. And to my knowledge, he didn't have any native friends. So thinking back on the story he told me, I now think he was being truthful. This is what I remember. My grandfather used to be a grunt out in the oil fields, which means he basically does maintenance on the rigs and odd jobs. Well, his shift was overnight, and he said it was already very lonely and eerie out there on a normal night. Out in the hills, in pitch darkness, the sounds of the rigs were super dissonant. He said sometimes it sounded like babies crying. Other times, it sounded like someone was whispering his name. Just really creepy stuff. So one night, he gets out of his truck and climbs up onto a rig, like normal, when he stops because he's face to face with this thing. He said it resembled a bird, but it was humanoid in stature, is super tall, much taller than he was. Its whole body was covered in black feathers, and they were in square patterns. Its face was long and pointed, but it didn't exactly have a beak. Like it was just part of its face, if that makes any sense. It was not hard like the beak of a bird would be. Its eyes were bright red with massive pupils, and it just stood there staring at him. He said he was frozen, and so was this thing. They both just stood there staring each other down. He said he felt like this thing was caught off guard, just like he was. He caught it off guard, and it was just standing there, rigid, with his arms. Well, he couldn't tell if they were arms or wings, pressed firmly against its sides. After what felt like a few minutes, but maybe it was only a few seconds, Grandpa regained control of his legs again and started to walk back down the rig's ladder, as slowly as possible. The thing stayed put and didn't move a muscle. It didn't even blink. He said as soon as he touched the ground, he booked it back to his truck and got the heck out of there. This story has always freaked me out. Like any other Latin grandpa, mine had countless stories about creatures and ghosts and stuff, but this one. I feel like this one was just too weird to be made up. Years later, my friend basically confirmed that this thing is real. Some backstory. This happened 2 days ago. My family owns about 80 acres of land, and we lease it to my grandfather for his cattle since he has many. He has about 3 farms that he owns personally, but he needed more space to put his other 20 heads of cattle. Now, I'm going to get to the story. My grandfather called me at around 9 p.m. at night, saying that he had lost track of one of the newborn calves and needed my help. We meet at the old bunkhouse on our property. He said he needed to split up and search the land, and we took off with our four-wheelers. I drove around the upper, more forested area of the place. I came around and the sun had finally set. It was dark now, so I turned on my lights and drove through the trees. I kept searching for the calf, but I couldn't find it anywhere. I stopped my four-wheeler and it was quiet again. Unnaturally quiet. I pulled out my flashlight and decided to look on foot for a minute. I walked a bit a ways away from my 4x4 and heard some light rustling. It was so quiet that I didn't know how I heard it, honestly. I slowly turned my head in the direction and slowly shined my light where the sound was. It was the calf. But it was in the lap of a, well, something. I can only describe what it looked like. It was sitting with the calf in its lap. It had one hand on its back and one in its stomach. The eyes were huge, and it had no pupils. Its head was skeleton-shaped, but its skin was wrapped so tightly around that you could see the skull from inside of its head. Its nose was 2 holes below the bridge of said nose. It looked like it didn't have a mouth, just smooth skin, but there was blood covering the spot where the mouth should have been. We sat there staring at each other for at least 5 minutes. Maybe less, I don't know. That's when it started opening its mouth, slowly, and rolling its head back. Its mouth opened wide and bent down to its neck. Its teeth were filed, and they were all curved backwards towards the throat. It didn't have a tongue, and you could see down its throat. It didn't scream, it didn't yell, it didn't do anything really. It just quietly screeched, and then slowly came back to the state that it was before. I forgot to mention that it was as tall as me sitting down. It pulled its hand out of the calf and started standing slowly. I forgot to mention that its hands weren't exactly big. They were long and its fingers didn't have fingernails, but instead the fingers were sharp points. When it finally stood all the way up, I estimated that it must have been 10 feet tall, and I was at 6 foot tall exactly. It took a step forward, and I finally snapped out of it and turned around, sprinting to my four-wheeler. As I ran, I looked back, and it was following me. But it seemed like it was saying, "Hey, wait!" And as I thought that, it took 2 strides, and it was about 5 feet away from me. I hopped on the four-wheeler and was trying to get it to start. I looked back, and it was looking down at me, and its sharp claws were coming towards me slowly as if it were trying to console me while I grieved at a funeral. I started it and took off. And while I was driving, over the roar of the engine, I heard quick footsteps behind me. I left the tree line, and I rode down the hill and popped and looked up. It was still there, looking at me, still the same abstract look on its face, and it just walked back into the woods. The day after I came back to the same spot I saw it the day before, there was a trail of blood that led to the field, to the back of the property. All that was left of the calf were some bones and some meat in the pile, and right next to it was its skin. I was going to bury it, but I had forgotten to bring a shovel. I left and got one, but when I got back, the pelt was hanging from the wall of the bunkhouse. I looked upon the hill, and it was watching me. So this happened about 2 months ago, and I can't stop thinking about it. My sister and mom were helping set up a nursery at my house while my wife and I were still at the hospital. As my two sisters and my mom were getting ready to leave, they thought they heard something outside as they were locking the door to the house. Now the house we lived in is located in rural Pennsylvania farm country. The closest neighbor is about a half mile down the road. The house is surrounded by pastures and fields. My sister called out to the noise, "Hello?" There was a long pause, and then in my sister's exact voice, someone answered back, "Hello?" I've tried to dismiss this as an echo they heard, but there are three problems with this story. 1, the delay between her voice and the echo was far too long to be an echo. 2, there really are no reflective surfaces to explain the echo, and we have never encountered anything like that in the 3 years we have lived there. 3, the echo response was not exactly the same as the initial voice. While both words were hello, my family is sure that my sister's voice was in the form of a question, and the echo seemed to respond in more of a declarative fashion. I tried researching some on my own, but haven't found much. Ultimately, I don't have much to go on besides the fact that something mimicked my sister's voice. They apparently dove into the car immediately after hearing the voice because they were sure someone was in the field. Any theories are appreciated. I have been told that it could be a skinwalker or some other sort of cryptid that mimics voices, but I am unsure if I want to jump on the supernatural path just yet. Here in Georgia, the one in the United States, we have a gorge up in the mountains called Tallulah Gorge. It's a beautiful place ripe with history and culture, with stories dating back to long before good old Christopher Columbus. Cherokee primarily hung out up in the North Georgia Appalachians, so here's a legend from them. Apparently, Oogles are miniature people, not dwarfs. They have the same dimensions as a regular person, just scaled down. The natives hardly went into the gorge because of A, it's sheer granite on all sides with a raging river running through it, and B, they would have rocks lobbed at them from up on the cliffs. I've heard of Sasquatches doing things like that as well, but the natives believed it was these Oogles. They supposedly had settlements of sorts built out in the forest around the gorge, and my dad thinks he found one. When he was a young lad, around 13 years old, he was staying with his grandma in a town up near the gorge. He knew the area like the back of his hand. He still does now. He caught wind that something had been found out in the woods. He didn't get much more context than that, but it being a small town in the 70s meant he didn't have much better to do than go check it out. He hiked for around 15 minutes out in the woods and eventually got to a clearing. There was a little town set up. There was a small farm, small buildings, tools, chairs, the usual sort of thing. It looked like a homemade camp of sorts, but all of the things were exactly half-sized. Half-size axes, chairs, and even doorways. He left after exploring the grounds for a while, and was never able to find it again. I'm interested if you guys have ever heard of anything similar to this. There's another interesting thing about the gorge, but I don't know if it would fit here, or if it's even related to the Oogles. My boyfriend and I were on our way to meet his parents at a campsite last night up on a small mountain in central Arkansas. It was dark by the time we got up there, and we were traveling down some pretty windy roads through the forest. We started going past a little field area by the side of the road filled with tall grass, and I saw what looked like eyes reflecting light, super bright, almost like they were lights themselves. I've never seen a normal animal's eyes reflect light this way. It kind of caught me off guard. The grass was pretty tall, so I only really saw the head, but it just looked like some creature literally bouncing through the field. It didn't seem like it had any fur, and it didn't seem like it had any ears either. It looked like it may have been on 2 feet, because it definitely didn't look like any four-legged animal from its posture. We thought it might have been a deer, but we saw some actual deer a few minutes later, and it looked nothing like that. They were way smaller, and their eyes weren't reflecting light like this thing did. I didn't get a real good look at it, because I only saw it for a few seconds, but it was just weird. It wasn't like my brain spent any time trying to figure out what it was, it just immediately went to fear. Like, that thing isn't normal, let's get the heck away. There have also been disappearances in the area that fit for the criteria of being a skinwalker thing, but not really related to this story. My boyfriend's uncle has seen multiple Sasquatches on this mountain though, at least he claims he has. I'm not too sure of what other cryptids may be out here. Do you think we actually saw a skinwalker? I'd love to know. I'm 21 years old, but I have experienced this horrific moment when I was just 5 years old. I know, but I remember this very vividly. I was living in Kentucky at the time, and my dad was in the army, so my mom and brother and I were living at the army base. The houses were nice, but they definitely had to be haunted for how long they'd been there. I haven't had any paranormal experiences there, but I think I have experienced a cryptid. I was in the living room by myself. I was watching cartoons as any 5-year-old would. My kitchen at the time was right by the living room, so as I'm sitting there, I have this weird feeling of being watched. I feel something staring at me, and it instantly froze and did not make any sudden movements. I see at the corner of my eye this big black figure moving. I could tell it was moving slowly, almost as if it was dragging its feet, if it had any. I could tell it was black and very tall, but it looked as if it was almost hiding behind some sort of cloak. I still don't know how to explain it to this day. Obviously, it wasn't my mom because she's short, and definitely not my 3-year-old brother at the time either. It was walking from the kitchen to the hallway back towards our rooms. I was trying to ignore the presence of this thing. I just honestly wanted it to go away. I closed my eyes and sat very still, just praying this thing would leave. After a few minutes, I opened my eyes and looked over there, and it was gone. I didn't see it anywhere. I definitely had goosebumps and was scared for my life. I ran back to my mom's room and I was crying because I was scared. She asked me what happened and I didn't tell her what I just saw. I was just crying. Recently I'd asked my mom if she remembered that and she told me she did and she mentioned how she saw red eyes late at night by her TV one time. This wasn't the only time I've ever had a paranormal encounter, and not the scariest thing in my opinion, but I always wonder if this was a cryptid or some sort of shadow creature, I don't know. Thanks for listening to these creepy and downright unexplainable cryptid stories. Have you ever encountered something that you think is a cryptid, and would you like to share your story in a future episode? Be sure to submit your story at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would absolutely love to share your story with everyone else in the swamp, and stories like yours that help keep this show going. If you enjoyed these stories, hit that like button, as it really does help me out a ton. If you're new to the swamp, why not join us? Hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications to never miss a new video. I upload them almost every single day, and all things natural and supernatural. If you're not aware, you can download your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and pretty much everywhere else you listen to podcasts. Thank you guys, as always, for supporting the Swamp the way you do. I couldn't do this without you guys. I really do hope you all are being safe out there during this quarantine. I know it might not seem like a big deal, but coronavirus really is affecting a lot of people all over the world. I'll see you guys soon with another creepy video. And if you made it all the way to the end, comment down below your absolute favorite cryptid. It'll let me know you made it all the way to the end. See you guys soon.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.